Acts chapter 9, verse 36 through 43. Now there was in Joppa a disciple named Tabitha, which translated means Dorcas. She was full of good works and acts of charity. In those days, she became ill and died. And when they had washed her, they laid her in an upper room. Since Lydda was near Joppa, the disciples hearing that Peter was there, sent two men to him, urging him, "Please come to us without delay." So Peter rose and went with them. And when he arrived, they took him to the upper room. All the widows stood beside him, weeping and showing tunics and other garments that Dorcas made while she was with them. But Peter put them all outside and knelt down and prayed. And turning to the body, he said, "Tabitha, arise." And she opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up. And she gave her his hand and raised her up. Then, calling the saints and the widows, he presented her alive. And it became known throughout all Joppa that many believed in the Lord. And he stayed in Joppa for many days with one Simon, a tanner.
The word of the Lord. This is a sweet, amazing story. I love how he uses her Hebrew name and calls her back to life. I love the concern of the church. I love, I mean, I just love the whole passage. So, yeah, what are your thoughts as you think about this?
Yeah, I think like the concern of the church here is really sweet. I mean, there are people who washed her and they laid her in the upper room. There are people who went to Peter, like two of these guys went to him and said, "Please come to us without delay." And then again, you see the widows who stood and they were sad for their friend who had done really great things. She was, you know, like we don't know too much about Dorcas, but we know that she was full of good works and acts of charity. And I think you see like the influence that her ministry had by how people responded to her death.
Yeah, and God showed this amazing act of grace in her life. You know, it's also just a little subplot going on, Abby, is you'll notice one of the things I said a few days ago, the gospel doesn't really get out of Jerusalem until chapter 8, until the stoning of Stephen. And if you remember from yesterday, we talked about the little, like as you say, little church update. Now it's in Judea, which is where Jerusalem was, but it's also in Galilee, and it's also in Samaria, and now it's made it all the way out to Joppa.
Yeah.
So you're in Joppa's right on the coast. So we're seeing the gospel kind of spread out. It's an interesting little subplot to watch in the book of Acts. And you've heard me say before, I believe that the thesis of Acts is Acts 1:8, right? You'll be witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. So this is kind of the first hint that maybe the gospel could go to the ends of the earth.
Yeah.
So we'll keep reading. Yeah. And we'll see what happens. So for Abby Montgomery, I'm Jason Dees. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to Our Daily Rhythm. I'm Jason Dees, one of the pastors of Christ Covenant, and Our Daily Rhythm is a ministry of our church designed to help you more faithfully and effectively meditate on God's Word. If you ever have a question for us about one of our Bible readings or one of your own Bible readings, please don't hesitate to text us at 404-465-1737. Again, that's 404-465-1737. Or email me directly at jason@christcovenant.com. We'll meet you again tomorrow for Our Daily Rhythm.